probably up north somewhere.
So trucks would have to come a long way to get out here. They come then from all over the south side, I suppose.
Well, they have what you call a section. There's a dividing line in the city. But there might be more than two, I don't know. I know that the people objected to the garbage dumps, you know.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, there's a lot of private-owned dumps.
No kidding. I didn't know that.
Right. You see, wherever they're digging up a stone quarry, they take all the stone out of this quarry. And then, of course, they lease it or sell it to some private-owned company that would, in turn, rent this and use it as a garbage disposal. And charge the trucks to come in and dump their loads in.
I see.
Now there's one at 123rd in California. What's the name of that outfit, Wentz, that owns it? And they charge the city so much for per yard of garbage.
The trucks used to go and dump all that stuff.
Right.
All the debris.
Yeah. And they would charge so much per yard, and this is how they made a good buck.
Yeah, well, that must have been what they did before they had the incinerators, and they just had a big hole and they dumped it all in there.
That's right. This is how they filled up all their stone quarries that was dug maybe 40, 50 feet deep.
Yeah. Yeah. Things were more complicated in some ways. A long time ago. A heavy, big, probably black pot that you might cook soup in. What would you call it?
A pan.
Would you ever call it a kettle?
Yes, kettle, that's right. I never use that expression too often, but...
Well, if you're not cooking, too, you're not in the kitchen.
No.
It's much more, it's like the women not knowing dry for the,
yeah,
the male. Okay. What would you call the part on the sink where the water comes out?
Faucet.
Would you call that anything else?
No, I think that's the proper word for it, unless there's a another word that people want to use. But I, as far as I'm concerned, it's a faucet.
Would you ever call it a tap?
No, I wouldn't.
Or a spigot?
It could be called a spigot, but the whole thing combined is strictly a faucet. A tap is where you hook up to a line to get water. That's a tap to me. Like if the water department comes over, you build a new home, the water department comes in and they make a tap so that you get water in your home. That is a tap to me.
I see. If you have a bottle with a very small opening and you need to use something to get it, the liquid in, so it doesn't go all over.
A funnel.
Yeah. Okay, and after you take your bath, what you dry yourself with?
Towel.
Would you ever use Turkish towel?
Turkish towel, yes. Of course, we never bought Turkish towels.
What do you think of the Turkish towel?
I think that's a more expensive towel, isn't it, a Turkish towel?
No? I don't know. What do you think a Turkish towel is?
I think a Turkish towel is something that can absorb more water.
It's heavier, then?
Yes.
What do you think it is?
Same as me, like, I think it's just like putting a robe on or something, you know, it absorbs the, when you take the shower, it dries up faster than the ordinary towel would.
Yeah. See, now that's an interesting word because none of the young kids know it. My mother always used Turkish towel. I don't use it, but I know it. But the kids don't even know it. They've never heard it.
She's done much bigger than the ordinary towel.
Yeah,
Turkish towel. They're real big.
See, I never knew. I just heard her say Turkish towel. I didn't know what it meant.
I've heard that expression a lot, but I know for a fact we don't use a Turkish towel because Turkish towels do cost more than an ordinary towel.
Than the regular small bath towel.
And I